come to include. So Chiddush Gemara says Lasuya Noshim comes to include Anisha. Rabbi Shur Ben Levi says that even though Mikri Megillah is a mitzvah saseh as man groma, it only comes once or twice a year, two times on Purim, and even though it's only midrabbanan, usually the rabbanan will misak in Kenya the writer. So really, the rabbanan should have said not Isha's potter from the mitzvah of Mikri Megillah. Still the chay. Why? Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. Noshim chayos Mikri Megillah. Isha's chayv in mitzvah Mikri Megillah. Why? Sharfein hoye b'yaseness. Because since they were also in the nest, they were also saved right from Haman, so therefore the Rabbanim were mechayev the most there the Megillah. So that's what the Mishnah says, HaKol Chayevim B'Mikra Megillah. Now when it says, HaKol Chayevim B'Zimun, the Rav Mechayev to bench three together with a Zimun, Lasuya Ma'am was come to include, Lasuya Noshim V'Yavadim, that an Ish and an Ever, they also have a Chiyev, we'll soon see if it's really a Chiyev, or with them it's just a Rishus, they could bench Mezumim. The Tanya will learn like this, Noshim Mezamnas Liatzman, if three ladies eat together, when they bench, if they want to, they're allowed to make zimun. Toi speaks like really, Toi says, not that they're mechuyif to, but just if they want to, they could. Ramay said, that's Toi's ends off. In the middle of Toi's we see the fourth, third Toi's is Muzumenet Liatzman. Toi's ends off, V'yazeh somchu noshim shalonu sheinim azamnis. That's why Ramay said, many years noshim do not make zimun himself. Because they have mechuy, but just for shus if they want to, the many years that they don't. But Nikodin, if they want to, they could, Noshim, three Noshim could bench by themselves. And we have them in Evet Kenanim also, Mizam Liatzman. But not together. You can't mix together ladies and men. If you have two men and one lady, they're not make of it serious for Zimun. You have to have only either three ladies or three Avodim or three men. Yeah. Now, it says also, Loshin HaKil Mitzdar from the Erebat Mitzdar of the Zimun. Is Lasui Ma was a come to include. Lasuya cotton hayde lamim of orchin. You have a cotton that knows how to bench and knows who he's benching, he could be included in the pasha of a zimun. Hagemor says the Yomar Rav Nachman that your day lamim of orchin, somebody knows who he's benching to, is mezamen alav. He could be in the pasha of zimun. He could be mitzarf to zimun. So Toi speaks out the Yomar Nami bircha. Even though the Mor Brocha says we don't paskin the golden lock is only Rav Nachman, but Toi says the Ma'aseh this we don't hold like. We don't hold that women starve for kodl is zimun. Nice, we only bench mezumun if we have three men that ate together. But we're not starve for kodl. So again, the lucky before is also the shalosh noshim and shalosh avodim. If they want to, they could bench. But the mice, our meaning is that Tracy said, Azeh samchu noshim shlonu shem mezamnis. The mice, when three noshim eat together, usually they do not bench mezumun. Reinach nami. If they eat by the table, and by the table you have three men that ate together, and they have a chiv zimun, Sabada, since you have Zimun Machmas the men, about the Noshim should listen along, and the Noshim should bench along with the Zimun. Also be Mekayim this Inyan. Because we're just saying again, you can't put together Noshim and Avodim, Noshim and men. If you only have two men and one lady, that's not Mechayim with the bench with Zimun. But once you have three men, you have a Chiyuv, the Noshim should listen along. The other way, let's say you have three ladies eating together and one man. So again, our minig is not to bench Mezimun because of the ladies, and therefore they just bench separately, they do not bench Mezimun together. Alright, we'll stop here. And last Gemara was that it says, HaKol Chayovim V'Mikru Megillah, and it says, HaKol K'sherim Likru Sesa Megillah. So the question was, Lasu Yemai, the topic of Gemara of Gimel and Aleph, what does that mishnah come to include? So Gemara says, Lasu Yenoshim, teaches the Noshim also there in the Mechiev, to hear the Megillah. Rashi says, Lo suya noshim, even ladies, shecha yoves the mikra Megillah, also in the chiv to hear the Megillah. Uksheris the kreisin, u lohitzis chorim yidei chavosim. Rashi learns the more pshutoi that the mechuyiv to hear the mikra Megillah, and then they could even lame the Megillah, and they could be yitzah men also. Taiz brings down the famous Bahag Shita heals. Not like that, the Bahag said that noshim are mechuyiv to hear the Megillah, but they could not lame to be mitzi. Noshim. To be might say, Anoshim. Vice says that Anoshim have a Chiyav Kriya, and by ladies is only a Chiyav Shemiya, therefore they can be not Mioitza the men. That's Machlekes Rashi and the Bag, if an Isha can lay in the Megillah to be Yoitza men or not. The Morris says, this Chiddush here is Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, goes like Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. The Yom Rabbi Shur Ben Levi says, Noshim Chayav is a Mikra Megillah. That Noshim Amachuyim in the Mikra of Mikra Megillah, even though it's only Midrabbanan, And even though the Rabbanan usually are Masakin Kain the Raisa, therefore since it's a mitzvah sheish as man groma, it only comes on Purim, so really they should be potter from the mitzvah. But here there's a new svara, Shafem Hoye Biyasanes, they were also in the nest, but they were all supposed to be killed out through Haman, and Hashem saved the ladies also. Therefore that's a svara when Rabbanan were Masakin to have a Mikra Megillah, they're Machayiv, even Noshim also to hear the Megillah, since they also took place in the nest. Another Mishnah says, HaKol Chayovin LeZimun. Everybody's a Mechuyiv in Zimun. When you eat three people together, you have to bench B'Zimun. So, Lasu Yamai, what does that Mishnah come to include? Lasu Yamai. So, Mora says, Lasu Yanoshim V'Yavodim. That if three ladies eat together, they have a right, if they wanted to bench B'Mizumun. The same thing if three Avodim bench to get, eat together, they could bench B'Mizumun. Titani, we learn like this. Noshim mizamnos liyatzmon, v'yavodim mizamnos liyatzmon, but not together. You can't have two ladies and one eved, or two avodim, one lady. You have to have either three ladies to mechayiv yin zimun, or else three avodim. Or then, if you have three men, there's also chiv zimun. But if you have only two men and one lady, it's not mechayiv yin zimun. But that's the chiddush here. The noshim, if they want to, they could be mizamin. However, Tosfos speaks out that that we're samech that noshim shlono ain mezamnes. We do not make zimun, and it's only a reshus here. It's not really a chayiv, and therefore the ikur zimun is only by men and not by ladies. But avade, if they're sitting by the same table, and when the men bench for zimun, there are three men eating together and they bench together. So avade, if there's some ladies there, they should also answer along and bench for zimun also. The mikra din, they're also in the pasha of zimun. Now the Gemara says, HaKol Mitztarif from the Zimun. Another Mishnah says also that everybody's Mitztarif to the Zimun. You can make up, be part of the three people to make Zimun. What does that come to include? Lasu Yemai. So Gemara says, Lasu Yekotin Herdei Levim Mavarchin. If you have a Kotin, he knows who he's benching to. He's like a Gil Echinuch. He could also be part of the Zimun. The Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Yerdei Levim Mavarchin. Someone who knows who we're benching to is Mizamnin Alav. He could be part of the Zimun. However, the Maaseh Torah speaks out that we're not knowing like this, that what if a Zimun also, we're only knowing if you have three Gedolim. If you have a Kotan, even though it's your Deil, Mima Barkin, we're not knowing like this, we're knowing that he's not Mitzvah of the Zimun. You have to have three Gedolim. When you have two of these, two Gedolim and one Kotan, even though it's your Deil, Mima Barkin, we are not Mizamin. Now there's a Mishnah that says, HaKil Mitame Beziva. Everybody has two meziva. I mean, the zav comes out of your body, you become tamei. Sumora says, lasu yamai. What does it come to include? Lasu yatinik ben yoma. Even a boy, one day old, if zav comes out of his body, also he's tamei. Even though shich mazer he doesn't have, but zav comes out from eva meis. Zav comes out by itself, and even by a tinik yoma, a baby one day old could have this tuma zav. The tiny belong like this, ish. The Torah says the word ish in the parsha of Tumah Zav. So the question is, ma tam loim ish? What does the Pesach say the word ish? Ma tam loim ish ish, a double Russian, ish ish, is la rabbis tinuk ben yom echod, shematama beziva, divu Reb Yudah. These are words of Reb Yudah. That even though the kid is only one day old, la mais if Zav comes out of his body, he'll be tummy. Reb Yishmael binoy, shereb Yechman and Baruch Omer, he says, and it's sorry, I don't need a special pasuk to be marba tinnik. However, you wait, the pasuk says, "V'hazave zoyvoy la zochor v'lenekeva." The zav comes out, flows out of the body. Whether you're zochor or nekeva, you're tamei. See, dashin la zochor kol shu zochor ben katan ben gadol v'lenekeva. When the pasuk says nekeva, it also means kol shi nekeva. Anybody that's a girl, that's a lady, ben katana ben gadola. As he holds in these words of la zochor v'lenekeva. It comes to mind by any type of a zocher, even though it's only one day old. From this pasuk of la zocher of la nekeva, we know even though they're one day old, even though it's a katan or cotton, also he has two mezav. If so, according to Rabbi Shmuel, imkei matam loim ish ish, how can the person talk to you and says it's loshen of ish ish? So the answer is, divrei Torah k'loshen b'nei yodim. The Torah talks k'loshen b'nei yodim, that's the way loshen b'nei yodim means, but sometimes that's urcha de kot talk or that ish ish. Yeshua says, Ishish kiyya zav mitzorah. Now, next halacha it says, Hakil mitamim bitamim eis. anybody could touch a mace, you become tamei. So what does it include? Kol mitamei mitamei mace. So what it says, lasuya, my was it come to include? Lasuya katan, even a katan, if a katan touches a mace, he also becomes tamei. So what's the chiddush? Because otherwise, salka daita chamina, I would have thought to say, ish ashe yitamei v'lo yitchatei. Person becomes tamei, and he doesn't become tohor. So I would have thought to say ish, and the pasuk says ish, only a godol becomes tamei if he touches a mace. A katan loy, but maybe a katan not. A katan does not become tamei. Kamash mulon. Pasuk says no. We all have nefoshos. Asher ho yisham. Mashm any nefoshos. Mashm loshen rabim. Even a katan, he's also in the pasuk of tamei mace. If he touches a mace, he'll become tamei. Someone says, if so, el ish lemutimai, how come the pasuk says, ish ashayitame, what's the other word, ish for? Someone says, lemute kotimi chorus. Comes teach us that a kotim is not chayv chorus. Rashi says, haikro benichnas tomel migdash ksiv. If a person has touched a mace, and then he goes into the base of migdash. Or machayv le chorus, and a godol, if he's tomi, goes into the base of migdash, he's chayv chorus. Well, loch ksiv, therefore it says the word ish, lemute kotim. The lav baronchin, or cotton is not baronchin. But he himself does become tamei. For the food that he eats, like a godol. There's only meat a crow that for unchin is not mechuyiv in unchin. Even though the chorus, of course, treat the cotton is not mechuyiv in unchin. The kubri that's only bide yodam, bide shemayim. We don't know what the gedor amar, the clap by chorus. Maybe here, kamashpon here, for him, not all over, could be that a cotton is not bechlal, a chiyiv chorus. That is the Mishnah Negoyim. It says, "Hakol metamei b'negoyim." Everybody can have tumas negoyim. If a neger comes on your body, you become tamei. Lasu yamai. What does it come to include? Again, lasu yakotin comes to include even if a kotin has a neger on his body, that he becomes tamei. Because otherwise, salka daita chamin. I would have thought to say the pasuk says is tsaru aksiv. When an ish becomes a mitzaras, a neger. So I would have thought to say, ish in, only if a godel, a man, gets a nega, is tamei. But katan loy, katan's not tamei, kamash melon, yes, that even a katan is also tamei. For the Gemara of Yema, why don't I say, Ochinam, it's like the truth, why don't I say like this? Then maybe only a godel has tumas negoyim, not a katan. So Mar says, no, odom kiya bior besaroi mikomokam. It's odom kiya bior besaroi, mashem mikomokam. Any type of a person has tumas negoyim on him. Gemara says, if so, v'yel ish lomeli. So why does the pasuk say ish then? Why does it say ish tsuruah? It's lav davka and ish, even a cotton also. So why does the pasuk say the word ish? So Gemara says, we need that like the tanya, like we learned. Ish, the pasuk says the word ish. So aim liyel ish. I only think an ish would have tumas negoyim. Isha minayin. I don't know, even an isha also has tumas negoyim. Kishuam, when the pasuk says, v'yad tsuruah, harei kan shnayim. That's mashma too. Rashi says v'yatzruah mashma tzruah achrin, another type of a mitzras, not only an ish. That's the rav says isha comes to include the isha. So luchur again in came of so matam lemish. So why is the pasuk say the word ish? Once we're saying that even an ish also has tumas negoyim and even a kotan. So back to the question again, why is the pasuk say the word ishua? So Mora says yes, it's le'inyin shelmata. Come and teach us the next halach is only applied to an ish and not to an isha. That means ish pareya. When you become a mitzaras, a nega, a man has to be pareya, means has to rip his clothing. U purim, you have to let his hair grow. V'yein isha paras u paremis, but isha does not have to. Rashi says, and came, lomunam ish linish lamata, tamash mishlo isha v'lava tom yutom akoi. The etzim tum applies to an isha also. Because these mitzvahs are pri and prima, that only applies to a ish and not to an isha. Then the Mishnah says, "Hakol royim es negoyim." Everybody could see a nega. Everybody's kosher to see a nega. And it says two lashonos. It says, "Hakol royim es negoyim." It says, "Hakol sherim liris es negoyim." Is lasu yamayim? What does it come to include? Someone says lasu comes to include shen eboki bim uvish mosayim. Even though the person is not a bok, he doesn't know clearly Allah is a hichas negoyim, and he doesn't even know a bok in the names of the negoyim, still, he could see the nega. So must question why? I've on my mind with the Gemara and Shavuos that says, Ein boki behem uvishmasayim, ein a royas negoyim. That if a person is not a boki, and he doesn't know the halachas, he doesn't know the names of the goyim, he should not be the one to see the negative, to see if it's tummy or not. Sakamir was saying, the rabbis, even in Enaboki, he could also see the negoyim to paskin, the person is tummy or not. Sumura says, Omer Ravina Lakash de Zostiva. There are two different types of people. Hodim is Savri Lei Visava. One person is, even though he's not a Boki himself, but he understands very well, and he could ask a Shaila. And once you explain it to him, he'll understand it very well. That means the Misavri Lei Visava. You explain him the reason, he'll understand it. Hod, the type that with the seven more in Shuas, that's no good. Over there we're talking about the Misavri Lei Visava. Even if you explain it to him, he doesn't understand it well. For such a person, he should not see Negoyim. Rashi says, Hakol Royim Fakok Shem Lirus Chodu, it's like one Mishnah. For Loi Gabi Adoni Tani, he wasn't learned one next to another. But it means the same thing. Everybody's cautious to see the Nega. I will learn not like that. So the answer is, the Mistam for Levi Sover, Hilchus Negoyim, Shein Aboki, is Vahoylech Tamachochim Yisroel V'roi Imoi, V'yoyim Aloi, Emor Tomei. If a Kohen is not a Boki, goes with the Yisrael that is a Boki, and the Yisrael tells him, listen, it's Tomei, if who are mit Tor, who are mit Shatum, if a Tyra Tluyim, the Maimer a Kohen, what can I ask on him? So the Kitzah, if you have a Kohen, even though he himself doesn't know the Lachan, but he understands what you tell him, so he could be the one to pass on that he's Tomei, he'll have a Yisrael that's a Chochem that knows the Lachan, and he'll explain it to him, and he'll understand it. That's the case, that's our Ribui, he could also be Raya, the Negoyim. Now the word says, another mission it says, Hakil Ksherim Lekadish. Everybody is called to Lekadish. Lekadish means the Eifra, the Poraduma. If you burn the Poraduma, then you have to take the ashes and pour it into a clear that has Mayim Chaim in it. That's called Yemekadish it. So everybody can do this Kiddush. As Lasuya Mayim was come to include. Smor says, the Rabbi Yudu Kron to Rabbi Yeshu, your Kron to Rabbi Yehudi Shita, it's Lasuya Kotten. Even a Kotten can make this a Kiddush. Rashi says, Lekadish means La'arav Mayim Chaim V'Efechatis. Now, to my end, Rabbi Yudu Rabbi Yudu Rashi, the first of Sacht Yuma, the more in Yuma explains the Dashim from Sukkim. But if you do this Lasuya Kotten, a Kotten can make the Kiddush. For Rabbonin Lasu Yisha, Rabbonin Lod, no, a Kotten not, but an Isha can make the Kiddush. The Tzran learned like this. Ha'akilk, Sherim Lakadish, everybody's kosher to make the Kiddush, to put the Yefer of the Paradume into the Mayim Chayim. Chutz Micher Shaiti Bekotten. A Kotten is possible. Reb Yehudi Machshi Bekotten, you don't know a Kotten is kosher. O Paisub Yisha Madrugnis, Beyoz Nisha Madrugnis, the Apostle. So the Tanakhama holds, a cotton is possible, but an isha is kosher. And the Yehuda holds the opposite way. And the Gemara then you explain the Dashim from Sukkim, why the Yehuda holds a cotton is kosher, and the Rabbanan hold, an isha is kosher. Then it says, another Mishnah Poris, Ha'kel Ksherim Lahazis. Everybody's kosher is to make the Azor, mean to sprinkle the Mechates upon a person's tummy mace. So Lasuya Mai wants to come to include, Lasuya Oral, even though the person is an Oral, meaning he does not have a bris mila. Rashi says it means Shemes Ochiv Machmas Mila. Not that the person's a Rosha, but his brother died because of Mila, and therefore it's a Sakonos of Roshas, he did not have a bris Mila. So he's still an Oral though. So Chiddush is he could make the Azor onto somebody else's tummy. Okay, Reb Loza. The Yom Reb Loza says, Oral, she's Azor Sikshera, that the evidence of an Oral makes Azor, it's like a kosher. Rashi says, she's a Mechatas Latomi, Azor Sikshera. Now, time in the first week of Yevomis, the Gemara explains in Yevomis, Meet the Devi at full yom, it's the same halacha like it's full yom. Sheposel b'truma, even though it's full yom, it's possible if he takes truma, he makes it tomei, he's possible the truma, but the kosher b'paradum is kosher, so you're also an oral is kosher to make that zor for a person that's tomei. To make the zor of the mechatis onto a person that's tomei. Then the Mishnah says in Chulin that Hakil Shecht, everybody can make a Shechita. So again, Lasuya Mai wasn't come to include. Zemora says, it really says it twice over there. Zemora says, Chod, the one is Lasuya Kusi. Even a Kusi, if he makes a Shechita, is kosher. Even though Kusi are Gerim, but the Peshat is this man, the Amol, that they're Geri, Emesain, Nabalach, like a regular Israel, and therefore the Shechita is kosher. Because the Gray Shechita is possible. For Chad, and when the second time it says, Kol Shechtim is Lasuya Yisroel Mumar. The Yisroel that's a Mumar still is called the Yisroel and can make a Shechita. And here it's a machlek, exactly what type of a mumri is. Certain times we say mumma davrechot is mumma lechol tarkula. Certain times, then have a lechol like a guy. But here it means as a regular Yisro mumma, it's not lechol tarkula, therefore it's too kosher to make the shechita. Now, a Mishnah, Subnester says, ha'kol malin l'Eretz Yisrael. Everybody has a right to say they want to go up to Eretz Yisrael. And here it's a shal about ish v'ishtoi, v'arachiv k'suba. If the man wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael and the wife does not want to, and they give a get because of that, so the one that wants to go up has the upper hand. So as locha ha'kol malin, everybody has a right to say he wants to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Is la'suye mai, what does it come to include? Gemara says, la'suye avodim. It comes to include a nevet.